Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Senator McEwen addresses dummies comment at packed Campbell County School Board meeting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A packed house at the Campbell County School District Board of Trustees meeting Tuesday night turned into a tense but ultimately constructive conversation with State Senator Troy McEwen. The room was filled with high-achieving students, parents, and educators, many there after McEwen faced backlash for comments at a recent town hall where he referred to Wyoming students as dummies. At Tuesday's meeting, McEwen said he was taken out of context, but insisted his criticism was aimed at education systems and administration, not students or teachers.
But at the end of the day, we're trying to help. I probably could have used better words the other day, so I apologize for that. But it wasn't about students. It was about the process.
Those comments didn't sit well with some local educators. Campbell County High School Principal Chad Bourgeois said many students were hurt and encouraged the senator to engage directly with them. School Board Chair Lisa Durgan also pushed back during the discussion, urging McEwen to take a closer look at how literacy rates are defined and reported, noting those numbers can be misunderstood. District leaders further challenged some of McEwen's claims about teacher pay, pointing to funding pressures, including declining enrollment and rising insurance costs. Despite the tension, both sides signaled a willingness to work together, with school board leaders inviting McEwen to visit local schools and continue conversation ahead of the next legislative session. Gordon orders summer food program, drawing pushback from lawmakers. Governor Mark Gordon is moving forward with a summer food assistance program for children after lawmakers declined to fund it during the recent legislative session. According to Cowboy State Daily, in an executive order this week, Gordon directed the state to implement the Sunbucks program aimed at helping low-income families cover grocery costs when school meals are unavailable. The program would provide a one-time payment of $120 per eligible child through a prepaid card using existing SNAP and Department of Education data to identify recipients. State officials say the goal is to have the program ready by June. Lawmakers had previously rejected funding for the effort, which was estimated to cost the state around $1.7 million, with federal matching funds expected to double that amount. Gordon criticized that decision, saying one in five Wyoming children faces food insecurity, especially during the summer months. But the move is drawing pushback from some Republicans, including State Representative Ken Pendergraf of Sheridan, who questioned whether the governor is overstepping his authority after previously emphasizing separation of powers. Pendergraf said, "Stay in your lane, Governor. You're creating a problem here, because once you start handing out the money to people, then what choice has the legislature?" The Department of Family Services will now work to launch what officials are calling a one-time scaled-back version of the program, with more details expected in the coming weeks. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.